Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Fall is here, and leaves across Wisconsin are starting to turn hues of orange, yellow, and red. But you might be wondering, why do some leaves change color in the fall? To get to the bottom of our fall colors, Lake Effect's Excret Nunez is joined by Erica Young, a professor of biological sciences at UWM. She explains changing leaves start with environmental cues, like days getting shorter and chillier.
I don't know about you, but fall is my favorite season, and that really has to do with the changing colors and the leaves. But before we get into why leaves change colors, can you help explain why leaves are green?
Yeah, I also love fall, although obviously the plants are doing their job over the whole of the summer and they need that green chlorophyll pigment to help them do that. So this helps them harvest light energy, which they convert into chemical energy, which they can then store and ultimately produce sugars, which they can use as food, but also can be stored in the plant and be a food for other organisms that might eat that plant. So that chlorophyll is about harvesting solar energy and basically driving everything on this planet. So chlorophyll is pretty important.
Yeah, that's a big role. So what happens to chlorophyll in the fall when the sun isn't out as long as it is in the summer?
So the chlorophyll is in the leaves during the summer, and there are other pigments in there as well. But as the plants sense that the days are getting shorter and the temperature is going down, particularly at night when we get kind of little chills, which is part of what makes fall really a lovely time as well, the plants start getting ready for winter. So one of the adaptations to coping and surviving in the winter that we have here is to not have their delicate parts, the leaves, on the plant during the winter. So during fall, when they're getting those signals of the shortening days and the cooler nights, they start activating processes to get ready for winter. And chlorophyll is a pigment that has nitrogen in it, which is an important resource for plants. It's often limiting. And so instead of just losing that chlorophyll when the leaves fall off the tree, they withdraw that chlorophyll slowly from the leaves and store that nutrients in the rest of the plant and in the roots during winter so that they can use it again in spring. And this involves breaking down the chlorophyll molecules and translocating those nutrients out of the leaf back into the plant. So at that point, the leaves stop being quite so green, but we can see the other pigments that were always there over the summer, but were often masked by that bright, strong green color of the chlorophyll. And so we see other pigments like carotenoids, which are the yellows and oranges. And some plants also start making other pigments called anthocyanins, which they make during the fall to protect their leaves during that process while they're, you know, recovering nutrients. We call this fall senescence. And so these anthocyanins are more of the reds and purple colors that you can see in some of the plant species.
So in addition to chillier nights and shorter days, what other environmental conditions make leaves change color?
So then there's also things like drought or water deprivation. And remember, we had a very dry period in September. And this can stress the plants out a little bit. And in some cases, that can mean that they start that fall senescence process a little quicker or a little earlier. There are other environmental stresses like nutrient deficiency, which might mean that they can't hang on to their leaves as long. And then there could be things like pathogens, microbial pathogens or insect pests that might stress the plant on an individual plant-by-plant basis over the summer, which might cause them to start sooner in their fall senescence process because they're feeling that stress. So they're integrating a lot of these different factors, and this can vary both species to species, but also in a microhabitat, you know, one plant that's growing in one in your garden versus one that's growing down the street may be experiencing slightly different conditions, and this may influence how quickly they start fall senescence. But also there could be genetic differences. So different genotypes may have earlier senescence or may have brighter colors just because of the genetic makeup of that plant.
So I'm really now understanding what you mean when this is a really complicated process.
Yeah, so their plants are integrating all of these different factors that they're experiencing. So for example, on my way here, I was looking at some of the trees on the Oakleaf Trail, and you can see, you know, a one tree that's sort of starting to become gold, and the one right next to it is still very green. And so they are probably experiencing and integrating things in slightly different ways. But also on the tips of the trees that are kind of closer to the sky, I guess, they may be experiencing slightly colder conditions overnight, whereas lower down in the canopy, there may be a little bit more buffering of that. And so around the tips of the trees, you might start to see the color changes earlier than right at the base of the tree because of that micro environment those leaves are experiencing.
Yeah, so now I'm getting that there aren't really ideal conditions to see all the trees at its peak color.
Well, having said that, I mean, a good cold snap, a period of several days in which there's really cool nights, you know, getting down below 45 degrees or so Fahrenheit, is going to really start to entrain the trees to all start to respond at the same time. So that's possibly what tends to happen further north in Wisconsin when you get a cold snap, and that will instigate that fall senescence process maybe a little bit in a more coordinated way than further south here around Milwaukee.
That makes sense. And so now I'm thinking about the red and the orange and the yellow leaves. What determines whether a leaf will be a certain color?
Right. So the chlorophyll pigment that we talked about before is green, but the other pigments that can be present in leaves that can help with light harvesting during the summer, they include a group of pigments called the carotenoids. And as the name sounds, carotenoids, they are the same pigments that makes carrots orange. So oranges and yellows. So we get those colors in things like maples and birches and tamaracks and the aspen, of course, and ginkgos. And so when you take away the chlorophyll, what is left is that beautiful gold color of the carotenoids. If we are thinking about the reds, like red oak, red maples, dogwoods, burning bush is a great one. That might be a combination of the carotenoids plus another type of pigment called anthocyanins, which have more of those red-colored pigments. And then the purples that we see in things like Norway maples, some of the dogwoods, some of the ash trees or sumacs, those have probably a greater load of those anthocyanin pigments, which are in the reds and purples. And so this isn't just one pigment, but it could be a range of different anthocyanin compounds or molecules, and some of them have slightly different chemistry, so this leads them to have slightly different range of colors that we see.
So kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier about the different factors of when a tree's leaves start to change colors, is climate change playing a role in when or where leaves change colors during the fall?
Yeah, great question. So as I said, that plants are integrating different signals both from the day length, and that day length is obviously not changing. You know, 300, 3,000, 3 million years ago, the day length at this time of year was similar, but the temperature is changing. And so some plants are going to be a little bit more sensitive to temperature. Some are going to be much more strongly driven in their autumn senescence by day length. And so those that are a little bit more temperature sensitive may be waiting longer, so to speak, in fall before they start instigating that fall senescence and the color change that we see. It may actually mean that across a landscape, some trees will be driven by the day length, and so they'll start to change at the same time as they did last year or last decade, whereas some trees may be waiting longer. And so you may actually get a sort of a stretching out of the autumn senescence period that you see on a landscape level as different trees are integrating signals in slightly different ways. Already you can see around Milwaukee there are trees that are losing leaves, the trees are gold, or those red and purple colors, whereas many trees just look like they did in August. So you can see there that the variability. And I think as you go further north, that colder temperatures help to compress the time scale over which the trees are going to start autumn senescence, which is why we often tend to go further north to get the en masse beautiful fall color experience.
Right. And it seems that, like you mentioned earlier, September was a drier month. So it seems that longer summers or those longer summer temperatures could delay fall colors in Wisconsin.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing that with climate change is not just climate change, but other environmental change factors that are associated with that are things like insect pests and pathogens, and climate change stress may make plants in general and trees more susceptible to those kinds of stresses. Mm. And that might also influence how quickly or how when they start that fall senescence process.
So my takeaway from this conversation is that fall plant cycles are really complex.
Yes, plants are integrating lots of signals, lots of biotic and abiotic things from the environment, but things also from the living environment around them.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for speaking with me today and sharing the science behind fall leaves.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
When autumn leaves start to fall.
Erica Young is a professor of biological sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She spoke with Lake Effect's Excret Nunez.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.